You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This month, the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care is holding its first Pacific public hearing. It's aimed at being a safe space for Pacifica survivors and witnesses to come forward and share their stories. This morning, I spoke with Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, Dr. Melanie Anai. She's a Pacific Studies educator and a founding member of the activist group, the Polynesian Panthers. The Polynesian Panthers fought against the Dawn Raids in the mid-70s. I wanted to hear her thoughts on the hearing and the stories coming out of it. She is a driving force in the Pacifica activism space. I began by asking Dr. Anai how it feels to finally have this hearing underway.
Well, it's about time. This inquest carries the voices of Pacific people silenced by the abject shame and disgrace, by the undignified treatment and dehumanising effects of the government's actions during the period known as the Dawn Raids by both the Labor and National governments. So it's about time.
The stories that are coming out are deeply emotional. Having grown up in a Pacifica community and at the heart of the Polynesian Panthers movement, are the stories coming out a surprise to you at all?
No, they're not. The surprise for us is that they are just raining down. I mean, they are just coming out from all corners of the community. Within families, for example, you know, people who didn't even know that their own sister had been traumatised by the Dawn Raids are now finding the courage to stand up and tell that story, because up to this point, they were just silenced by the abject shame and the trauma caused by these Dawn Raids. And the inquiry, the victim story that I heard yesterday at the inquiry was absolutely appalling in terms of the intergenerational trauma that was experienced. The Tongan gentleman who spoke was himself only 20 years old when he was Dawn Raided. He talks about what he suffered, and his six-year-old brother, who was forcefully separated from his mother and taken away in handcuffs, was also traumatised. And not only that, both his parents were traumatised. The mother, for reasons that the children and grandchildren didn't know, up to today, had always made sure they checked the locks on the doors every night, you know, in case the police came and took them away. They suffered, and his own children suffered. He had a son who wanted to be a policeman, and all he could say to his son was, "If you become a policeman, you are not my son." That's how much he was traumatized, and it's intergenerational. And only now, the 19 grandchildren of this gentleman are starting to realise why their grandparents acted in these ways during, you know, all the years they've known them. And that is just one example of thousands of others who affected throughout the whole of New Zealand, not just in Auckland, as far down south as Invercargill.
And you feel that the hearings are healing for Pacifica people? Like, for example, for those grandchildren who are now hearing those stories, are these weeks, will they be healing?
Absolutely. And one of the Denises stood up and said that she didn't know about the Dawn Raids. And it wasn't until she took one of my classes at university in Pacific Studies that she heard about the Dawn Raids. But then she hadn't even heard of her grandfather's experience until, you know, grandfather passed away. So it's so absolutely necessary that all New Zealanders learn about this history of ours, so that we can learn from it and heal from it and go forward together from it.
And you yourself have been fighting for justice for such a long time, as well as educating. You've been fighting for this since the foundation of the Polynesian Panthers in 1971. Why do you think that it's taken so long for this hearing to happen?
Well, it's typical of the framework and machinery of government, isn't it? I mean, how long have Māori been waiting for an apology for the abject traumatisation, you know, experienced by them since the signing of the treaty? I mean, this is just terrible. But I think the fact that things are coming to light, we're having these kinds of inquiries, is a good sign. I think it's the start of us knowing what our true history is as a country in the Pacific and how we can move forward from this history.
And no longer sweeping that under the rug.
Yeah,
and so what's your hope for the result of this hearing and for further action for this issue going forward?
Well, it's quite timely, really, because I think it's entangled with the apology and the giftings that will come out from the apology that we're hoping will happen, because it's tied, the Panthers believe that education is the key. Our Pacific parents and migrants force that down our throats growing up as small children, that education is the key. And the Panthers, in terms of our messages, was, you know, the most important form of protest is to be successful. So in order for the healing to begin, it must start with an education curriculum that is empowering and that is true and that really uncovers the you know, downsides and the upsides of what we're experiencing as New Zealanders.
That was the University of Auckland's Associate Professor Dr. Melanie Anae on the Pacific public hearing of abuse in state care.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.